Now, you guys, you covered sports.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure that you know all about this big day tomorrow. Huge. Tomorrow's the first day of the National Cubing Championships in Baltimore. So you're going to want to get your Rubik's Cubes out. You're going to want to start spinning.
I thought you were mispronouncing cube.
No.
Okay.
No. I was not.
Cubing. Rubik's.
So you're going to want to practice.
Okay.
I mean, 3x3 speed solve, first place, $3,000.
Wow.
So, I mean.
Remember that,
you know?
Will Smith movie where he figures out the Rubik's Cube or something like that? He's like a homeless guy who gets a job.
Yes.
From college, we were in the same major, and he actually doesn't completely make a living on it, but he has several hundred thousand subscribers on YouTube. And he solves Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, it's all
he
about the
tutorials.
Algorithms. Yeah, because once you learn the algorithms, you can do. I mean, like, I can't learn the algorithms, but my daughter's not bad at it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, it's just algorithms.
No,
like,
it's incredible how many videos he has.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
So is he going to go to the Nationals?
I don't know. He lives in Iowa now with his wife and young son, so I'm not sure. But, yeah, I should check.
I'm sure he knows all about. I think we should have, like, some kind of live coverage on this. It's summertime, and summer seems to be the season of vacations. I know I've got one coming up. Caleb's got one coming up. Mark, your wife isn't on vacation, but she's traveling. So 'tis the season.
Yeah, so Holiday Inn with a big announcement, replacing mini toiletries with bulk size. Saying goodbye to those mini shampoo bottles that so many of us take home from the motels.
I know. Let's just say, take them home.
It's really useful, too, because, again, you know, we would have the mini shampoo bottles, and then you use your big bulk size shampoo and put it in the mini shampoo bottles for camp and things like that as well, too. They're super useful.
Absolutely.
Well, apparently destroying the planet or whatever.
Right. It's an eco-friendly deal, right? They'd already announced a plastic straw ban last year. And talk about making a decision that affects people. This affects 843,000 hotel rooms in more than 5,600 hotels worldwide. That's a big decision, right?
Man.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I liked about them, you could put them in the little care bags for, like, the homeless and things like that. Our church does that. They collect them or they send them over to third world countries.
So Complete does that every year, makes toiletry bags one of their community projects for Bolton Refuge House, too. So.
Right.
So they're going to replace it with, like, bulk size.
Dispensers, like the soap dispensers, which I guess is good, but I'm going
to
miss my
cutesy
little. Right.
Related to vacation, do you guys find this true or not? A new study says it takes at least 3 days to get back to normal after a vacation. So you almost need a vacation after your vacation.
Absolutely. Can I say as well, like, I love being a mom. I love my children. I am not questioning that, but a vacation with your children is not a vacation for the mom. Mm-hmm. It just isn't, because you're still making sandwiches and keeping up with laundry. I mean, most vacations I go on, at some point, we're going to find a laundromat and I'm going to do laundry. And it's just keeping tabs on it all. It drives me crazy.
I think it depends on the vacation. We've had some great vacations a week in Florida. We did the Grand Canyon in Sedona, Arizona. And I think they were restful and things like that. I mean, I think.
Would your wife agree?
I think she would. Yeah, I think she would. Yeah.
That's good.
So, I mean, I think that it does depend, though. I mean, you can so burn yourself out on the vacation that you do need another vacation when you get back. So,
I struggle the most with not looking at work-related things while I'm gone.
Yes.
Just because of some of the things that I do off the air here, it's really, really difficult for me not to try to engage with that while I'm on vacation, which will be the big, big test.
Yes.
Can I just leave it alone?
That's what they say about a lot of people in your generation, right?
Yes.
I mean, particularly.
Just used to being connected all the time. But honestly, and I mentioned that before, I mean, just up in the Park Falls area at my grandpa's house where I physically cannot get any cell coverage.
Best?
It's awesome.
Yes.
Because I can't. So it's all right. Now I have to let go and just relax. So
that's a beautiful thing. Vacations are good. We need them.
So if you're considering a major purchase, vehicle, new phone, car, maybe drink a bottle of water first.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have
Marks.
Concluded that people with full bladders make wiser decisions.
That is just curious.
That's very, I suppose the urgency.
Husbands
of,
everywhere are going to tell their wives to start drinking a bottle of water or two or seven before they go to Target.
There you go.
Well, women, I mean, the idea of, you know, I'm going to go. It's kind of surprising to me, and I'd like to explore why. I don't know if you have an answer there.
This comes from the University of Twente in the Netherlands.
Oh.
Their researchers discovered the brain's self-control mechanism provides restraint in all areas at once. So again, it's sort of the, you know, cross your legs and pray, hoping, you know, because you got to go. And it's like that restraint mechanism apparently also restrains you from buying expensive things you don't need.
Well, and I liken this, hearken back to my nursing days when you work a 12-hour shift without a chance to, like, use the restroom. And look at all those great decisions we were making in the ER there with our ready-to-explode bladders. Healthcare at its finest.
But think about it, like in broadcasting, even in the morning show, it can go this way. Or Caleb, when we do sports broadcasting, I mean, a football game, I mean, you're going to be on the air for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I know a nightmare scenario is you did not get to go to the bathroom. You have a full bladder and you've got maybe a second half of football that leads into an overtime, right?
Oh.
I mean, that's not,
there's no
that's
reprieve.
Not pleasant.
That's a problem. Yeah.
So it's not a decision making. I just think, I don't know. I'm counter. I would counter that and think, I need to get some relief, and then I'll come back and make a decision. So.
I just think the whole urgency of the situation like makes you make those decisions.
Hmm.
I just honestly, in terms of bladder control and awareness, I just want my children, when we're on one of these long road trips, to go when we stop instead of telling me literally 5 minutes down the road after the one stop we were planning to make for the next 3 hours.
Or even better, okay, this is the last exit for, like, how many miles? Because we're in the middle of nowhere. Does anyone have to go? No, no. As you pass the thing, 30 seconds, I really have to go potty.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's like when you have multiple kids.
Yeah.
And there's always that kid who didn't go. You know, three of them go in, and somebody didn't. And then there's kind of an interrogation. Like, it's just like, are you sure? We're
going to
go.
Positive?
This is the situation.
This is it.
It's going to be 600 miles until it's again.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Maybe you should go and try.
Just try. That's all you have to do is just try.
It's a great life lesson.
Parenting's awesome. Love our kids.
So last night was the first of two debates, back-to-back. 10 candidates each, the Democratic debates, this time in Detroit, and just kind of setting the scene. When the Republicans had their debates in 2016, they kind of went, it was kind of like if you know, like the kids table, and it was kind of like, you know, the ones that are kind of out of contention, and then they'll have like the top 10. And the Democrats said, oh, we're not going to do that. So we're going to have two different nights. And so how do you promote that?
Because that's so much better.
Well, it's a different perspective, right? And so last night was the first round. But in promoting all this, Jimmy Kimmel had some fun with it on his show. And so this is kind of a mock ad that CNN itself even played and got a kick out of. So give it a listen.
The CNN Democratic presidential debate. Sanders, Warren, Buttigieg, O'Rourke, Klobuchar, Ryan, Delaney, Williamson, Bullock, Biden, Harris, Booker, Yang, this white guy, your office, your office, Alf, Rodriguez, Nelson, Nader, Rodriguez with a flag, Jimbo, Inslee, Edie, Meany, Mighty, Molly, De Blasio, Hickenlooper, Lupinhicker, some kid, this woman, your neighbor's friend, this guy, this gal, that guy you always see at the grocery store, Sanders, you did me already. 88 candidates, a nine-part miniseries, the CNN Democratic presidential debates, live from Detroit, July 30th and 31st, August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and probably again on the 8th, and then we'll do it all again the third week of September, only on CNN.
Nice, because it's
well done.
So true.
There was Alf. There was your neighbor,
goodness.
That guy you see at the grocery store.
Eeny, meeny, miny, and moe probably brought the house down.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe is my favorite. It's so true. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
my
a lot
goodness.
Of candidates. So I think it's 23.
Lots of choices.
Yes.
Narrow them down quick. I think we all learned from the last debacle. You got to narrow those numbers down quick.
Brush your teeth up and down. Brush your teeth round and round.
Replace your toothbrush every month. Who does that?
I don't know. I'm lucky that I
recommended
brush my teeth
by
in the
toothbrush
and the
manufacturers,
night.
I think. Yeah.
That's the latest guideline that we're hearing, though. Is
why?
That
what happens after a month?
Apparently, you can get sick.
The American Dental Association, the ADA, actually advises us to replace our toothbrushes at least every 3 to 4 months. I generally replace mine when they give me a new free one at the dentist every 6 months, which isn't the best idea. but it's cheaper. However, new research is saying you might want to actually replace it more often than the ADA suggests. Researchers have found the dirtiest item in your medicine cabinet is most likely your toothbrush. A few of the things they found, Streptococcus, Staphylococcus, influenza, and other pathogens.
That's
they say they can
perfect.
Easily survive on toothbrushes. And then you put the thing in your mouth every day.
Yeah, that's disgusting. But, I mean, I don't know. I think there is such a thing as like a good immuno challenge, too. And if we have things too clean and too perfect, then, you know, that's not good either.
One researcher says, hey, the best place to store your toothbrush is not in your medicine cabinet and not even in your bathroom. And I'm just picturing like the rose from Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. It's like your toothbrush is just encased in glass.
In glass.
Yeah, right. I feel kind of a bonding to it. You know, it's kind of like, I hate to say goodbye every month. That's 12 goodbyes a year.
That's, mine
well,
is purple.
Well, that gets expensive,
mine
too.
Mine is, too.
Nice.
What is
I
that?
I have a purple toothbrush,
purple
too. You guys, that's weird.
Caleb, we've got a we got to get green and gold toothbrushes for the football season.
There you go.
I can't believe we all have purple toothbrushes. That's kind of creepy, guys.
Yeah.
Great.
So, okay, but here's the thing. This leads me to, I saw a thing the other day about, like, housekeeping. Jason Cans, I think, was actually the person who had posted it. As far as, like, you know, you should clean this every day and, you know, change your sheets this
My
often.
Wife said, she commented and said, if I did that, I wouldn't get anything else
done.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get anything else done. So I found this Real Mom's Guide to a clean house. Daily close bedroom doors to your kids' rooms so you forget how messy they are. I think it's perfect. Soak dishes in soapy water so it appears you're going to clean them.
Wise.
This is my speed, guys. Let the dog clean up crumbs on the floor. Get a dog if you don't have one.
Also smart.
This is, I think this is
weekly.
Good
look
advice.
Under couch cushions for lost food.
Yes. Do a smell check of your car looking for sippy cups and rotting milk products.
A Real Mom's Guide to a Clean House. Monthly?
Yes.
Spend an entire day cleaning and forbid your children to come home.
Yeah, or, monthly. If you can still see yourself in your mirrors, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Another weekly lunch. Consider dusting, but. Just laugh.
I like to swipe a Clorox wipe across a few surfaces in your bathrooms. Clean.
See if you remember where the vacuum
do.
Even is. Pile your recycling next to overflowing trash cans.
Perfect.
Do that on a weekly basis.
Weekly. See, this is more my speed.
There you go.
So once I get all of this mastered, then I'll look at brushing, changing
There's
my toothbrush.
One other approach, which is just anytime a mom or a mother-in-law is coming, it is time to clean the house.
Yeah. We call it rage cleaning at my house. Oh, you can get so much done when you're angry. Yeah, just saying. Rage
cleaning.
My mom
called them whirlwinds, and that was when everyone needed to sweep through the house together.
That's maybe a nicer way of putting it. My husband knows when I'm mad when I'm like loudly cleaning the house. It's fine. It's fine. I get a lot done like that.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.